Who's ready for some fun?
Who's ready for some old-timey fun?
Show them fun!
Yep, get ready for the gelatinous fun.
Time for fun. Time for fun. Fun. Fun.
Get ready for fun. Fun. Fun.
It sounds like fun.
Super fun.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Incredible show for you today. I can't wait for you to hear it. We've got so much great stuff for you, including, yes, free concert tickets for Chris Jansen. That is Friday evening at the Capitol Theater. We've got several pairs of tickets to give away today, which is what we are going to do. We gave away lots of pairs yesterday, more pairs today. Chris Jansen, Capitol Theater, Friday evening, and I cannot wait to give you these tickets. So I hope you win them today. We've got Mr. Big Willie's going to be joining us later on this morning, calling us from his luxurious state-of-the-art cab, Freightliner Cascadia 125. We got Dimitri Graffiti. We've got so much stuff, including a very special in-studio guest. So today would be a good day to watch the Facebook live stream because you can actually see a really good in-studio guest. And what we're going to be talking about is the Belmont. Oh, in fact, it's the Belmont Buzz. Hold on. I'm going to do hotkey Belmont Buzz, which is when I think it's this one. No, it's the, is it? Oh, it's this. It's this.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
It seems as if the village of Shadyside is going to become the prison of Shadyside, at least if this ordinance gets passed. Ordinance 1890, the ordinance from hell. I know nothing about ordinances. I'm not a lawyer. I'm a high school graduate. Talking into a microphone, but I do have a very special guest for you, Nick Ferrelli. He is a former Village of Shadyside councilman. He is now running for the position of auditor for Belmont County. We'll get to that a little bit later on. And he ran for mayor, and a lot of people in Shadyside are up in arms about this ordinance. Apparently, there's going to be a very big meeting tonight, 1890. And hold on a second. Are we doing okay, Johnny? We're not doing okay. All right, something's going on now. What the hell's going on now? I don't know. Okay, so John's going to take a look at this. Want to make sure the audio is okay. Is the audio okay there? He's checking on a couple of things here for Facebook live stream. Plugged in. Got to be on. All right, we don't. We're not quite sure what's going on here now with this. Should we just continue with the show on the Facebook Live? All right, fine. So all right. So we're getting some technical stuff taken care of here on this end. Anyway, so we're off to a great start, Nick Ferrelli. Wouldn't you say? I know.
How bad does this suck?
Huh? Oh, my God. Okay, the Facebook live stream, we're going to be okay. I promise you, we're going to be okay in a while. In the meantime, let's see. Okay, so let's get started here. So, first, welcome back. I appreciate it.
Thanks for inviting me back. All right. I appreciate it.
I know nothing. What am I hearing in the background here?
My phone.
Oh, that's his phone. Okay, fine. I know nothing about this ordinance from hell, the 1890 ordinance from hell. So give us an overview of what this is all about. Oh, full disclosure now. Okay, you are a former village councilman. You ran for mayor against this prison warden, at Mintel. Is that his name?
Mike Mintel.
Mike Mintel.
He's the mayor.
And he is now the mayor. And this ordinance, 1890, there's a big meeting tonight in Shadyside. Is that right?
I mean, there's a council meeting tonight. I've heard that there's going to be, you know, some people up in arms. I guess we'll find out about that tonight.
Oh, absolutely, especially when they hear the show here today. So what is this 1890 ordinance? What the hell is this all about, Nick?
Well, you mentioned there that you really don't understand how these ordinances work, and I think that probably the average person doesn't really know how they work either. So,
and I'm very average. So you need to speak to me as if I'm a slow dull child.
So if you don't mind, can I
take your time?
Just explain that kind of briefly.
Take all the time. Take all the time you want.
When somebody, whether it be a council member, the mayor, you know, somebody in the public, whatever, gets the idea that an ordinance needs to be passed, which the legislation is what that is. It's a law. Village law is called an ordinance. So the way that this traditionally would have been done, at least when I was on council, and I think it was the way that it was pretty much done for 110 years, there would be some kind of general discussion about, you know, well, we need to change the ordinance on setback requirements, something like that. And so then there would be a legislation committee meeting. And typically what we would do at a legislation committee meeting is we would take a look at what we actually have on the books, what current ordinances we have. Mm-hmm. And then we would start marking it up and decide, you know, what we want to change, you know, so on. And then probably at some point get the solicitor involved. Then it would be typed up. When it eventually would get back to council, you have to have three readings on three separate nights. And what that means is you read the title of the ordinance, not the entire thing.
Okay, is the title the Ordinance from Hell, 1890 Ordinance from Hell?
Well, that's not what it says.
Oh, it's not, okay. I mean, they should have called it
that. If you got a red pen, we can change
it. As a matter of fact, I actually do have a red Sharpie, so feel free, change it right there. Okay, well, maybe later. Okay. The Ordinance from Hell, from Shadyside. The prison,
that's your title.
The Prison of Shadyside, yes, all right,
okay.
Go on.
So, and that's a statutory requirement, okay? That's revised code. So you read the title. First reading of an ordinance to amend and update, you read that sentence. Mm-hmm. Then at the next meeting, read it again, second reading. Third meeting after that, read it again, third reading. At that point, somebody can make a motion to engross and pass as read. Or if there was going to be some kind of amendment along the way or whatever, that would be in the motion.
All right.
Okay. Second, take a roll call vote. Majority vote, it passes. That's the way it's supposed to work.
Right.
9 times out of 10, the way that it works is after, and this is allowed by law, okay? It's not like this is some kind of shady thing.
Well, it could be shady. It's still legal.
Well, it's shady side.
Yeah. There you go. So, yes.
Okay, no, but it's done this way pretty much everywhere. So you read the title, Ordinance to Amend, blah, blah, blah. Then somebody makes a motion to suspend the rules and continue to the second and third readings. Take a roll call vote. Now you can have the same, the reading two more times. Read the title two more times.
At the same meeting. Wow, what a joke.
Well, but most of the time when you do that, it's for something meaningless. Okay, well, I shouldn't say meaningless, but something like, you know, to amend the pay scale, you know, to hire a contractor to fix a water line, something like that.
Right, but not for serious stuff that can affect everyone in the village.
Right, that's that kind of thing. It's good practice, at least, to do it in three separate readings.
Yeah.
Now, when you do that, you have to have a supermajority. I think it's 2/3, might be 3/4. Don't quote me on that. But it takes more than just a simple majority.
Math is hard.
So if you make the motion to suspend the rules, then you can have all three readings in one night and then go on to pass it. Now, when you pass an ordinance just generally, it goes into effect 30 days from the day it's passed. Okay? 9 times out of 10 again, there's an extra little caveat that they put in the title that has the title, and then it says, and declaring an emergency. Now, people think that council passed an emergency ordinance last night, like, you know, the whole town's going to blow up tomorrow, or, you know, something like that. That's not all that means is the ordinance goes into effect immediately, as opposed to 30 days from now.
That's pretty bad, though. Okay. For this one, that's pretty bad.
Well, but this is not an emergency ordinance. Okay, so, but just
they could make an emergency ordinance tonight, right?
I'd have to research. I don't know if you can throw that in at the last minute. I think it has to be in there from the beginning.
Okay.
But then that requires a paragraph at the end of the ordinance that explains what makes it an emergency measure.
Is that what happened in this case, this 1890?
No, there's nothing in here about this being an emergency ordinance.
And what exactly is the emergency in the village of Shadyside? I don't understand this.
Well, we'll get into that.
All right.
But just as far, if you're going to pass an ordinance as an emergency ordinance, it has to affect, they put a line in there, because it affects the health, safety, public welfare, something like that, like boilerplate language. But this is not an emergency, they're not passing this as an emergency ordinance, as far as I can tell.
Okay.
They introduced it at the first meeting of the year, which was, I don't know, January 14th or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a second meeting in January, they had a second reading. So I guess in theory, they're going to do the third reading tonight.
Right.
They'll pass this. And then 30 days from today, this ordinance will go into effect.
Talk about the ordinance. Okay. This ordinance, 1890.
So, from what I can tell, there was some people in town who think that the town needs cleaned up. Okay, and I told the mayor, there's stuff that can be cleaned up. I've got stuff I can clean up. Okay, there's, you know, people have got junk and, you know, stuff like that. Now, with that being said, there's a big difference between junk and trash.
Right.
Okay. But I think you've got a couple people that want to live in this, like, utopian Mayberry kind of town that's just, like, not reality.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I gather from reading this, it's, They're on this big thing to clean stuff up and, you know, get property, you know, all that kind of thing. So the first thing that struck me is this thing, I think it's 11 pages. I might have lost count somewhere.
Yeah, that's about 11. Yeah, it's terrible.
Okay. The way that I learned to do things is you keep it short and succinct.
Right.
Okay, that's no different to me than, like, the tax code or something like that.
Right.
Keep it simple.
Right. Or those bills in Columbus where 6,000 pages, right, you've got a half hour to read it.
Right. Right, exactly. Okay. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I mean, we've had time to read this. We've had a month.
All right, but still, that's
the but it's long. Okay,
and people need to know this. Now, look, we got to take a short break here. So, what I'm going to give you is some time here to review your notes here for the next section right after the commercial break, to tell people, okay, here's what's involved. Here are the big red flags with this, that, and the other. And we'll get to that in just a bit. Nick Farrelly is a very special guest, a former village councilman for Shadyside. Now is going to be running for, is it the Republican nomination for auditor for Belmont County? Cindy Henry is the auditor now, right?
Yes.
Okay, fine. And Josh Meyer, I think, is running or something?
Josh Meyer used to be commissioner, and a guy from St. Clairsville by name of Jim Cook. I don't know.
Jim Cook, okay. All right, well, it's going to be really, really interesting. We'll have them all on, of course. But more about this ordinance from hell. The media is not touching it, but I think it's really, really important for everyone to understand how it seems to me, at least. And again, I'm a high school graduate talking into a microphone. What the hell do I know? But it seems to me as if the new mayor, who was, I guess, a prison warden or was a prison warden, is trying to turn the village into a prison. And so we're going to learn more about this and how it affects property owners.